I'd like now to welcome Ulla Peterson. She is the founder and director of the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for having us.
So this is a wonderful and magical place that I've now visited a couple of times. We've had you on the air a number of times, where you have rescued animals that are not adoptable, horses, dogs, and poultry, and given them a place to live out the rest of their lives. How did you start doing that work?
Yeah, well, I did rescue work like a lot of other people for many years. And being a nurse, I became aware of the similarities for the special needs for our senior people and our senior animals. And there really is a special need in our culture for special care for them. They tend to often not really be given much of a voice. They are often not given much of a place anymore. They're often put away, and for animals, they're often thrown out, literally. And we see that with dogs and cats and horses, poultry, and many of them are left to fend for themselves. And I became aware of that in doing, more general rescue work. And so I just started out with special attention towards the old ones. And I've always had a sort of a special kinship with the elderly, both people and animals.
There's an open house, by the way, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, this weekend at the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. How do you find the animals? For example, poultry. I didn't even know you could rescue poultry. It's not like, we hear about and we talk about on this show all the time, dogs and cats. But you've got ducks and guinea hens and peacocks. Where do they come from?
Yeah, they come, from a variety of places. Sometimes they're just, they are thrown out to fend for themselves. People sometimes get them for, in the spring, Easter, and so forth, and tire of them as they grow up and require more care. And sometimes it can be as simple as maybe, say, an elderly couple that need to move to a lower altitude for health reasons, and they don't want to just, they really want a sanctuary for their animals, be it also the poultry. And poultry makes chickens, for instance, make very excellent pets under the right circumstances, of course. But they're very personable and have a very unique approach to life.
There are some, I think you have some turkeys that you found in a garbage can in a feed store or something like that.
Right. Yeah, I found them in a feed store in a garbage can, and this is unfortunately what sometimes comes under traditional kind of care that we try and keep educating about that. If some of these animals that this is food animals, and the same thing with horses, really, if they're not of particular use anymore, then they're often deemed useless. And so we do a lot of education around that. And so sometimes we see these animals are literally thrown out because they were of no use. And this goes a lot with an unfortunate cultural model that we have in some areas, not certainly all the time, but there's an aspect of that, and where poultry is not given as much personal attention or deemed as valuable as individuals as maybe a dog or a cat would be. And so we see it, the throwaway, we see a lot more there probably.
Going to the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary and going into the area where the poultry are kept, I was looking at all these different kinds of animals, and some of them are so beautiful, and some of them are sort of funny looking and plain, and there's a duck whose bill is all twisted up. And then I was walking somewhere else, and I looked back at the duck there are two ducks who are basically disabled, and I looked at them when they didn't think that they were being looked at, and they were sitting there loving each other in this way that was so beautiful and tender and I mean, you can't say it's human because they're not human, but so familiar to me as a human being.
Yes. kindred. It's very, what can I say? Yes, you said it. It's very tender and precious, and I think something that, you know, if people are allowed to witness that, it really brings us much closer in realizing that we are all part of the same, you know, we all connected, and we all share some of those same tender feelings and precious moments with each other when we feel safe and cared for.
Now, you grew up on a farm yourself in Denmark, is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Tell us about that. Is that part of, I mean, is that part of what, how you coming to do this work?
Yes, I'm sure it is. Yes, when I grew up in many, many years ago, and my parents went in the fields, and my brothers and I were always left in the poultry yard and with our little shovels and sandwich and so forth, and they knew where we were when they came back from the fields. And so we grew up, of course, with a great sense of you know, kinship, really, with not only the chickens, actually, but also we were around the barns a lot and helped with milking and, you know, the horses working in the fields and so forth as we grew up. So, yes, I grew up in very close connection with the animals as being very much part of our daily lives and really our livelihood, too. Although I never would eat meat. They couldn't make me eat meat.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm sure that is, you know, growing up so closely related and with the land at the same time, you know. So I kind of know their speak, so to speak.
We're talking to Ulla Petersen of the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. So you have, I mean, we talked about how dogs seem in some ways to be less expendable than poultry, but then there are some dogs who are so badly treated. One of the animals you have is this beautiful, completely crippled dachshund. Tell us her story.
Yes. Oh, that's Juliana. Yes, Juliana came from a puppy mill, and where she was just, you know, where the bottom line is the money, and those breeders that are just bred, you know, over and over and over again, never given exercise or let out, and don't have good nutrition, and basically the calcium and other minerals have leached out of her bones so that she cannot walk, and she's, as you saw the last week, her legs are totally deformed, and she cannot walk. We carry her everywhere, and she is also on pain medication for her comfort, so she can at least be reasonably comfortable here, and I think she is. But that happens to an awful lot of dogs, and of course, so there a lot of people are totally unaware of this, and this is where, of course, education comes in. We do workshops and so forth to learn about these things, and because a lot of people just don't realize how these animals are kept, and it's very, it's just very traumatic in so many ways.
You have not only a sanctuary, but a hospice for dogs and other animals that are sick. How do you take care of these dying animals?
Yeah, well, I'm a nurse, and I'm also a bereavement counselor, and so that helps, of course, a great deal. And we have wonderful veterinary support. And of course, when it does go towards the end, we always work in coordination with our vet. And we hope, of course, that everyone would sleep or just go to sleep peacefully in their sleep, you know, die peacefully in their sleep, but it doesn't always happen that way, about half and half. And if there is severe pain involved, we do go to euthanasia, and that is, of course, done by our vet who comes here, and it's done in a very loving and peaceful way. And if that has to happen, we do not promote a length of life beyond you know, what we can keep them comfortable at. And so we do want to keep them comfortable. And if we cannot do that, we do go to euthanasia. But we spend a lot of time holding and brushing and cuddle, and we have special volunteers coming in that can sit with them at night maybe. I'm up myself at night with them, and just basically a lot of comfort care and evaluating their pain level if that's the case.
Tell us about the horses that you have.
Yes, right now we have two horses, and we will be getting in a third one shortly here also. And they're both about 29, 30 years old, have been together for many years, and they are beginning to have some ailments, and it's going to be hard. You know, horses living a good deal longer naturally than dogs and cats do, of course, is wonderful, but then you also have that much more history with them, which sometimes can make it even, you know, a little bit harder. When in hospice care for horses, of course, we keep them, you know, comfortable as long as we can. And with horses, it's slightly different in that because we have so much weight and bulk. And if they get so weak and frail, they go down and we cannot get them up again. That becomes a problem. So we try and you know, really evaluate this as we go along. And if we do need to intervene with veterinary care or euthanasia, we are in close contact with our veterinarians on that. And otherwise, we could really be causing them a lot of suffering.
You have an open house this weekend on Saturday and Sunday at the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, which is just about, it's actually 20 minutes south of Santa Fe, or a little bit less, depending on how you drive, on Route 14. So you'll be having not only the chance for people to just see the animals and see this wonderful space that you've created, which is full of little cool areas and green areas and trees and things like that, and some people speaking about animal wellness and vaccinations and all sorts of things.
Yes, we are, it's both days on Saturday and Sunday here, the 9th and 10th of May, and we are open each day from 10 to 4. And everyone is welcome. It's a nice place to bring your kids or some of your seniors in the family. And it's also the collective birthday for all the animals. So officially all the animals turn a year older that day. And our old junior, who is now 18, is a big bloodhound. And he will be out there greeting you. He's 18. And on Saturday, we have two talks. One is from 12 to 1. Dr. Diaguero from the Smith Veterinary Hospital will be talking on the wellness exam. And then from 2 to 3 is Lita Worthington, who is a well-known animal communicator and just has a lovely way with animals. And on Sunday from 12 to 1, we have our Dr. Mary Ann Schadler, our veterinary here talking about vaccinations. And then from 2 to 3 on Sunday is Dr. Sherry Gaber on animal chiropractic. And that is just a very dynamic duo, those two. And all of them are very worth attending if you can, or any of them. And we have refreshments, and everyone will be out to greet you. And we hope to make it a really nice day for our visitors and our animals.
There are some wonderful animals there, particularly dogs that take you around when you walk around this place.
Yeah.
We're just about out of time, but I did want to let people know that there was a deadly bobcat attack at the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, and some of the poultry were killed, and I think it was quite traumatic for you and for everybody,
yeah.
And that you are looking for volunteers and materials to help build a perimeter fence so that that doesn't happen again.
Yes, we are. We are looking for help with that and materials, and anyone who could volunteer with setting up the structure of that probably over the next couple of months so that we can keep our poultry safe and secure up there again. Anyone who would like to give a hand, I really appreciate it if either you'd like to come down and visit, give us a call, we could arrange for a special visit, or if you have materials or know of someone who could donate those things, that would be very helpful.
Ola Peterson is the founder and director of the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, which is located at 3749A Route 14, right south of Santa Fe. The number there is 471-5366, and the website is kindredspiritsnm.org. Ola, thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe, and we'll see you this weekend at the sanctuary.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte, and thank you for giving a voice to the old animals and to kindred spirits. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for doing all that you do.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web. It's KSFR.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz with John Greenspan presents Artist of the Month Clark Terry and a performance of Black Dahlia by Bob Belden. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao.